This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneeta Adhikari. In West Bengal, repolling was held today across 15 booths in South 24 Parganas district. These include 11 booths in Magrahat Pashchim constituency and 4 in Diamond Harbour seat. Nearly 87% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. Polling remained largely peaceful across the two assembly segments. The repolling was ordered by the Election Commission on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and the observers. Voting on these polling stations was held on 29th of last month in the second phase of assembly elections. The Election Commission has deployed additional counting observers and police observers in West Bengal. A total of 165 additional counting observers have been assigned to assist counting observers, while 77 police observers have been deployed to strengthen security and oversee law and order arrangements around counting centres. The Commission said these measures are aimed at ensuring that the counting process is conducted in a secure, peaceful, intimidation-free and transparent manner. However, it clarified that police observers will not enter the counting halls under any circumstances on the day of vote counting. In Chhattisgarh, 4 security personnel lost their lives and 1 personnel was injured in an IED blast near Kanker Narayanpur district border today. The incident occurred while personnel of the District Reserve Guard DRG were on an operation to defuse an improvised explosive device IED. According to police, a DRG team had been deployed for demining, area domination and search operations under the Chote Betia police station limits. During the operation, the IED exploded while it was being defused. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago from today, which will continue till 10th of this month. These countries share a special connection with India owing to the presence of Girmitia communities. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with the leadership of the 3 countries. The discussions with his counterparts will cover the entire gamut of bilateral relations as well as regional and global issues of mutual interests. Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today launched the cell broadcast system CBS to strengthen India's emergency communication systems and enhance public safety infrastructure. CBS is an indigenous technology developed by the Center for Development of Telematics, CDOT, under the Department of Telecommunication in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Home Affairs. A nationwide test of the system was successfully conducted today, during which emergency alert messages were broadcast to mobile phones across the country. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has appointed noted lyricist, writer and communication expert Prasoon Joshi as the chairman of Prasar Bharati, India's public service broadcaster. Mr. Joshi is a distinguished creative professional with wide-ranging contributions across literature, advertising, cinema and public communication. Known for his impactful writing and deep cultural sensibility, he has played a significant role in shaping contemporary Indian media narratives. His body of work spans acclaimed film lyrics, advertising campaigns, and socially resonant storytelling that connects with diverse audiences across the country. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 68-2 in 7.4 overs against Chennai Super Kings at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bat. In badminton, Indian men's team will take on France for a place in the finals of Thomas Cup 2026 at Horsens in Denmark today. India advanced to the semi-finals after a dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarterfinals yesterday. However, Lakshya Sen has been ruled out due to a swollen elbow. World number 30 Kidambi Srikanth will compete in his absence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.